graduate like this, I think, give more chizuk than any words of any individual could, to see what the Yeshiva has produced and what kind of Knos Yisrael we are sending off, Bez Hashem. One of the underlying philosophies of having the schools the way we have them, separate, besides the dignity, the decorum, and added seriousness, it also allows for each school to emphasize the strengths of the boys' school, the boys, the girls' school for the girls, and understand in the big picture of Yiddishkeit, what is the distinct role and the distinct strength of the man and the woman. In this week's parasha, we have one of the two great tragedies of Klal Yisrael. We have the Meraglim, the spies, and it seems as if Israel as a community rejected the land of Israel. It's a tragedy we still suffer from. We are taught that this is the reason why we didn't stay in Israel and were expelled, because our commitment wasn't as firm as it should have been. But the truth is, this was only 50% of the Jewish people. Rashi says, by Benos Tzlafchad, when they came later and asked, almost demanded their share in the land of Israel, it says that the women were mechaviv es haaretz. The women had love for Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they really were not the ones that complained. It was the men that complained, and people just cried along, because when the mood is sad, everyone cries along. But the women had a much stronger determination to enter the land of Israel. And I'd like to try to ask myself, ourselves, do we really think Zionist, non-Zionist, pro-Eretz Yisrael, not pro-Eretz Yisrael, is really gender-oriented? It doesn't seem that that's a point. So I'd like to offer maybe a different understanding of that distinction. Everybody wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, but there was a war. There was a journey. There were difficulties. Everyone left Egypt gung-ho to go to Eretz Yisrael. But as soon as they saw war, as soon as they saw difficulties, as soon as they sent spies and they saw that the land of Canaan had very entrenched defenses, very formidable ones, they lost heart. It's not because they didn't like Eretz Yisrael. It's because they could see things only very short-sightedly. The frame of patience, the ability to save themselves afterwards, it's a long haul. The men were more deficient in it. If you look at the parasha carefully, there's an interesting pasuk really gets noticed. After they complained, they were told, the Canaanites are in Israel. Tomorrow, go and journey. In other words, the ability to be able to conquer Israel lay in the ability to look at things through the lens of tomorrow and not today. For the person, for the group, that sees everything in the frame of now, Israel is unconquerable and therefore undesirable. The women have a different temperament. A womb in Hebrew is called Rechem, which in Hebrew is the same letters as Machar. We understand that one of the aspects of the Hebrew language, the divine gift of the Hebrew language, is that when letters are common, the arrangement is just a variation on the same theme. A woman lives with a tomorrow. She spends a year dreaming, thinking, bearing a tomorrow in her. That's the Rechem and that's the Machar. She has the ability to be able to take a long breath and foresight, and for the big things of life, those are the keys to making it to the tomorrow. You have been fortunate to be in the yeshiva where that is so much the core philosophy. It was something that Rabbi Merkin, I believe it is his core ethos, is the looking, taking the long look on a student and his potential. It is something that Rabbi Katz and Mrs. Cortell, I think, embody. That when they see a student, they never look at one frame. They see it as a film. Where did it come from? What's transpiring now? And where's it headed to? That's the chinuch you received, and that's the key to the big things in life. You, the future Neshe Yisrael, establishing a home, raising a family, and building generations must start with a Machar perspective and not Hayom perspective. And may the homes and communities that you build, you be the bedrock of that longer perspective of the Machar. Machar Se'u. Tomorrow, you will go and you will reach the promised land. Mazel tov.